Now, where would you build that farm?
Sir?
Where would you build that farm?
Well, when you are out on the country, just build it, and you can build that anywhere. But some people now, they use a chimney there. They have fireplaces built in the yard there.
What would you cook on that kind of farm?
Sir?
Would you do all your cooking on that farm?
You can do any kind of cooking there on the farm. You know how to do it.
Tell me how, would you cook meat over at that farm?
You can cook meat, barbecue it, or do whatever you want there in an open fire. And you can use a skillet there to do any kind of, we call them guisados, to cook any kind of food you can make, make a stew with them.
How do you make a stew? Now, do you do that in a skillet?
You can make just a skillet or any kind of or cooking pot. You can make, put some water in it, put some piece of meat, and add some, just potatoes. After the meat is more or less half cooked, you can add the potato because the potato is easier to cook than the meat. When they are soft enough, that they make some kind of a gravy out of the potato, you see, and so on. And then add the spices how you like it, pepper and paprika or whatever you want to have in it. You see, all kind of spices.
And that would be a stew.
Yeah, and let them cook there until everything is cooked out. When the meat is soft enough, though, to serve it. You can do that. You can put some tomatoes there, either fresh or canned tomatoes, and it's fine. Then add some salt, your taste, you step it into your taste.
You put a top on it?
Yes, sir. It's better you cover it, a little boil there, cover it. It keeps all the flavor there while you are cooking in there.
Did you ever keep cows or anything like the cattle?
Sir?
Did you ever keep animals?
We used to, when my father lived, we used to have milk cows here in the yard for the household, you see. But we did not own any pasture for to keep them, you see. And by things started getting harder, so we decided not to keep them anymore.
Well,
it cost much to feed them and to take care of them. And besides that, you had regulations about the... How do you call them, the health department? You cannot keep a cow here on the yard here.
Not at all?
No. You can, well, you can, but you are violating the, it's a violation of the law there.
What was the place that you kept the cow called?
You can have a milk cow here you want to for your own use, but not to distribute it to other people. That's your own responsibility. You get sick and...
Well, what was the place that you kept the cow? Where?
We can use a many pen here.
Would it have a roof over it?
When you want to put have a roof on it, you can have it. You don't need it. We never used to have roof on over the cattle here. They can take care of themselves, just turn them loose there.
Well, what would you call something like this little building out here? In back,
which?
With the roof and the walls.
Which one?
The one right out the back door.
Oh, I've been I used to have a car, and I've been able to put a car in there, but by and by, my wife started putting the washing machine there and filling it up with all kind of stuff there. I had no place for the car.
Mr. I want to ask you to do me a favor, if you will.
Yes.
Would you draw on here a picture of the house you lived in when you were a child?
Yeah.
Just, this is a picture of the house you lived in. There's just a sketch of where the rooms were, a floor plan.
Mm-hmm. And this, do you mean this house?
Of the one you lived in when you were a child.
When I was a child? You don't believe it, but if you want to take it to the shack where I was born and leave it there with my parents until 1919, when we bought that stone house there, you see, and we moved over here.